Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I thought, you know, what was maybe a turning point to this late run you've gone on? And what I came back to was, you know, that two-minute penalty kill that Friday night at Northern Michigan. It was Kyle Lowe's first game back. That PK unit got stuck out there the full 2 minutes. I think he blocked two or three shots in that 2 minutes. And from there, I thought that really set you off on this tear. You agree?
Yeah, I don't know, Schultz. Again, you've had time to think this through and ask the question. So, again, there's probably a lot of different components. If you take a look at a lot of different plays or power plays, penalties, shifts, whatever you want to call it, there's probably quite a few that stand out. There's no doubt that I remember that now as you said it. And we just battled our way through that.
Of the 8-game unbeaten streak, Matias Scholl is 6-0-1, a 1.96 goals against and a .922 save percentage. Probably should win a lot of games with numbers like that. How, though, is that a reflection of how the entire team has played?
Well, again, I think it always is. It's a collective group. I always say that. It's a collective group. Our guys are doing it. There's a lot of sacrifice right now. There's a lot of blocked shots. There's a lot of times that we're leaving pressure. We're making the smart play. We're making the right play. And I think, again, that's just called buy-in.
Leighton Road, Kyle Loft, Eric Martin, Carter Jones, Jackson Jennings, all over 20 points. Last year you had four guys over 20, this year five. 2 years ago you had four, but you were led with Owen Sillinger's 47 and Alex Hirulo's 42 that year. How does having five guys just really take the stress off of what your offense can do?
Well, I think that helps. And it's nice to – I always typically look at not necessarily over 20, I mean, at which it is a – I mean, it's kind of a benchmark, but I also look after 10. If you can get about 11 or 12 guys over 10 points – you know, and then you're sitting at about 7 or 8 over 15 and keeping these numbers, you know, what, like you just said, 4 to 5 guys at 20 or 20 plus, excuse me, you're pretty darn close to 3 goals a game is what I'm getting at.
Since returning from injury, February 2nd, Jackson Jennings has 10 points in 10 games. All four of your lines, I think everyone would agree, got better once he got back into your lineup. And yet, he misses all that time, and he's one of the finalists for the best defensive forward in the league. You got to be pretty elite to miss that much time and still be up for a league honor like that, don't you?
Yeah, but he didn't miss that as much as you think, Schultz. I mean, he missed a few games, there's no doubt, but his statistics are pretty darn good. Take a look at his plus-minus. That's number one. Take a look at his offense. And then take a look at his face-off percentage. There's a lot of things that go into it, and we won the league. So I think, again, it warrants that honor, or at least the opportunity of getting that honor.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, earlier in the pregame, I rattled off a bunch of cliches that you hear this time of year. You know, everybody's 0-0, and what happened in the regular season doesn't matter this time of year. They're cliches, and they're said all the time because they're true, aren't they?
Well, for sure. I mean, just take a look at the history of first rounds, and I can tell you the history of our first rounds. When we've had success and we haven't had success, but we've always made it interesting when we were maybe the lower seed, or when we were definitely when we should get beat, and then when we were higher seeds again. There's a lot of 3-game sets, and there's just a lot of things that happen, Schultzy. So it's always a grind the first round of the playoffs, but it's exciting as well.
I think it goes without saying that fans have higher expectations of a team that goes into the playoffs as a number one seed. Internally, do you guys have higher expectations as a one seed?
Well, I mean, I think there is. I mean, there's something that goes with being the number one seed, and it's to get it done first round. I mean, I don't blame the fans, and that's kind of what we think as well. Again, don't talk about it, but you think that, at least I think that we have a job to do.
I think it's also safe to say that a coach doesn't want to have to blow up his lines because of injuries this time of year, especially when you had four lines that were clicking. How much does it help, though, that you've kind of been there and done that already this year, and this isn't that much of a change?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you have to do what you got to do. And when you have when you have injuries, you just got to put your pieces together and just continue on. And you hope that right now we're playing good hockey and that karma continues on. And it doesn't matter, again, what line you're on. It just matters, again, how we're playing.
Kirkland and Tony Fulmer are going to be out tonight. Any chance that they're back anytime soon?
It's day to day. There's a good chance Kirkland could be back in tomorrow. Tony, I don't know. It's not long term, I don't think, but I don't know about tomorrow.
Tech just played Bowling Green recently. You guys just played Ferris 3 weeks ago. What are some of the challenges of playing a team in the playoffs with what's on the line in the playoffs when you've just played them?
I don't know. I don't think it matters. I mean, whether we played them 6 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, it's the playoffs, and that's that. And it's, again, that starts a whole new journey.
First half of this interview, we talked about Jackson Juddings, finalist for a CCHA award. You got two other guys as well. Kyle Love, the defensive defenseman. Oh, by the way, is your second leading scorer. I talked with Kyle a couple of weeks ago, and I said, how happy are you that, you know, you've been able to pick up the offensive end of your game and your defensive game hasn't altered whatsoever? And he goes, well, Schulte, that's why I'm here. I'm here to defend. It's a guy who gets it, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you even all defensemen, you're a defenseman first. You're not an offenseman. You're called a defenseman. So and it doesn't mean you can't generate offense. Doesn't mean that you can't be part of that group of five. It doesn't mean that again, you can't be an offensive guy, but you still got to be a defenseman. At least we want our guys being defensemen first. Again, like you said, we don't want offensemen. I want defensemen.
Eric Polkamp is one of the finalists as well for the Rookie of the Year. I asked you when he came back from the World Juniors. I said, you know, do you think this can help him? You know, he just played with the best players in the world for a couple of weeks. You said, Schulte, he's been here for one practice. Ask me in a couple of weeks. I'll ask you now. Have you noticed a change, or has the game just slowed down, or maybe a combination of both of those?
Probably a combination of both, and whether it's partly the World Juniors or partly just the experience of a freshman, who knows? But he came in pretty darn experienced, and his game was, his game was still at a different level than most freshmen coming in. So he's. I mean, we all know that, you know, the game, the second half of the year was going to be better for him too, and it is slower. And he's